Welcome to Come On.
It's still good.
I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. With me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are Co-SG. Today, on a very special episode of Come On, It's So Bad, we're going to be doing some house cleaning. We're going to cram a bunch of stuff into this bonus episode. You know, we have a lot of grievances to get out of the way. I've got a lot of problems with you people, and now you're going to hear about it. let's start with the movie of the week, The Condemned, where I wanted to put... Ooh. I know. We're just going to jump right into it. I wanted to watch a movie that I thought had a... It was just WrestleMania this past weekend. I wanted to have a wrestler-themed movie. We were brainstorming about what might be a good non-wrestling movie that stars a wrestler. Mm. So we thought The Condemned, which is a game show, like Survivor meets Running Man.
Yeah, it's just a Running Man ripoff. Yeah.
If you want to be kind about it.
I didn't say it was a good ripoff. I said it was a Running Man ripoff. That's not being kind. Or you just say, I should have said, it shits on the Running Man. Is that what the level you're looking for?
I wish it was half as clever as the Running Man. It's a very lazy... Like, Rob, what was that game you used to play? You were a serial killer on TV. It was a video game.
And you Manhunt. Were a serial killer?
I don't know. I think that's what...
Yeah, it, I played. This, okay. I don't think was you that were a serial basic killer. Were you, I don't remember. I
you weren't a serial killer. You just murder people. That's all.
Yes. I mean, it's a video game. You're probably going to kill somebody in it. Unless it's FIFA or something like that. Maybe you could do that in FIFA. But we watched The Condemned, which is the Survivor meets Running Man with a little bit of racism.
A little bit. Yeah.
A lot of racism. It does star Stone Cold Steve Austin. And, it may be one of the top three roles. And I feel... what else would he be good at? Did you like him in The Longest Yard? He's pretty good in that.
Solid. Was that?
Wait, Adam you've never Sandler? Seen him? Yeah. It's the Adam Sandler.
Yeah, maybe I saw that. I don't remember.
He's in it. Yeah. Bosworth is in it. Goldberg. Michael Irvin.
I don't Terry remember Fruit. It well enough. I don't remember being Nelly. Impressed by it, though. I'll be honest. Yeah, I don't.
It's an Adam Sandler sports movie. What do you mean? What do you? I don't like that you haven't seen it 108 times.
No, I've probably seen it one time, and I just remember it not being very strong. But that's
Chris Rock
again. Put it in the bag. I mean, some star power. I just
assumed that was something that everybody watched all the time.
I've never seen it.
Not one time.
I've never seen that version or any version.
You never even see the 70s with Bert?
No.
Oh, that's weird,
not something I've avoided, just never watched. You know, it's
we probably should have done that instead because that does have the great Khali in it. It has Goldberg in it.
I just pulled up his catalog for my own benefit, I don't think I've
Stone Cold
Steve Austin. Yeah. And I don't think I've seen anything else that he's done besides these two movies. Expendables. I've seen the Expendables.
Yeah, he's a bad guy in one of the Expendables movies.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess one of those two would be the better.
Can you tell me one of Stone Cold's catchphrases from wrestling?
Because Stone Cold said so? Or
That is one of them. Yeah, he does. That counts. Stone Cold does say so.
And there's the Austin 316, but I don't know any if he says something with that. I just know it's just used in signage. And I don't.
I just whooped your ass. If you look in the Book of Steve or whatever he calls it.
And there's does he do the Stone Cold Stunner? Right?
It's the stunner. It's not the stutter.
The stutter.
Hey, fucking whiskey.
That's a weird wrestle. Is he stuttering at someone or does he hit the person so hard that they stutter from now on?
That would be it. Or it would have to be some cartoon effect where he's got those shockwaves come out of his mouth like circles and the other person just moves around in pain. But I don't think wrestling's got into that kind of
don't give them any ideas. That could be coming.
Seen it. I've watched recently. You've made me watch it. And when people come out, giant snakes and stuff go over, there's already augmented reality. So
but you
I don't
can't
think
see
it's too
that
far
if you're off. In the arena.
You can see it on the big screen, I bet.
They have protected bugs on the mat, and in the ring. one of the spooky characters made bugs appear and scare the other wrestlers, you know.
It
doesn't sound as cool as it is.
It definitely doesn't. It definitely doesn't. I think you're selling it. Keep talking.
The Fiend, like, rest in peace, Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt was a visionary, spooky, into the spooky time wrestling stuff.
Like, when you say spooky time, you're talking about, like, Undertaker type stuff? Like,
yes, Undertaker would be the code of spooky. But Bray Wyatt played a character called The Fiend, where, like, he had the split personality.
I thought I was the worm-eating guy that I always liked.
No, that's the boogeyman.
The boogeyman.
Also spooky.
Yeah. Spooky, I've never actually seen him wrestle. I just liked in the promo or whatever I looked at that he ate worms. I thought that was...
Yeah, I mean, he's still... You could probably go see him in your local gymnasium eating worms.
No more contract with the WWE for that guy.
Only when they need him to come out of the back and be spooky around Halloween. The boogeyman will come out. But I'm sure you could see him on the indie scene, you know, spooking people out. So what is one good thing we can say about The Condemned? Other than that it was over in under 2 hours.
I mean, like, not a whole lot.
Okay. Maybe you're tired of seeing action movies with, like, beautiful, like, visuals.
Nope.
This movie doesn't have it. So, you know, you're like, good, I'm tired of that. I've seen way too much stuff. I need to, you know, it's a palate cleanser from watching a good movie.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot done well. Even the fight scenes didn't look good. It was all kind of, for a wrestling movie, they didn't do.
I noticed they were getting really in tight on every fight they would do.
They weren't showing anything. They weren't showing punches. They just pull an arm back. The camera would shake. Then you wouldn't even see the punch or kick land. You'd just see another shot tight and the body would shake. It was
in tight fighting, or let's have a view with some obscure thing to show that the camera's hidden.
That's right.
That's something that bothered me, because drones existed in 2007, right? Like, we had drones.
We had, like, high-tech drones. I don't think you would have had camera drones like that. They were still using...
Survivor wasn't using drones in 2007?
I don't think so. I think they used mostly handheld crews and, you know, mounted cameras.
Guys in ghillie suits with a gun.
No. I don't think Survivor needed to do that. They weren't, you know, like...
I'm not sure.
The remote team, you think the guy with the gun would be a little more prepared to fire.
Right.
You know?
Nah. They had no training.
No.
You'd also think there'd be like another, like, two guys. They'd outnumber the inmates that they were arming also.
Yeah.
Yes, but this movie stinks.
Yeah.
It's bad writing. It's bad acting. It's Stone Cold Steve Austin, who is known for talking in the WWE,
barely says a word.
I think he says less than, Kurt Russell does in Soldier.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be brooding and keeping the secret because, you know, he's really
that's a good fine. Guy. He could still be a smartass, give you nothing.
Yeah.
It's this movie, even, you know, Vinnie Jones is in this movie, and I like Vinnie Jones.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's just there. You could tell he's collecting
everybody else. Paycheck. Oh, I guess the main bad dude's friend I'd seen him in some other stuff.
Not the lawyer from Suits, that guy?
Yeah, that guy. The guy that's like the camera operator. He's like a B-level celebrity. The rest were like super, like, the other people are all B-movie actors, not to say they're B-levels, but this was a big gig for them.
Slade Wilson from Arrow was in this movie in a little bit of brown face.
Which one is that?
He played the guy Paco with the white. Paco, yes.
He played one of the cannon fodder people.
Yes, he's in a little brown face. He's the guy
he's from New Zealand, is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
That is correct. He's very good in Arrow, like, season 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
then he's in it more, but it's not great.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't have much good to say about the movie. It was going to be more you defending it, which I was waiting for, and you won't even defend it. So
it was good. I was racking my brain. I'm glad that we've decided to do this Festivus episode where we just yell at his death.
I'm like, how am I going
to
defend
this? I was trying because they give you so little. There's no character development. Nobody grows, learns a lesson, nothing.
They try to pass a message You know, that like E pointed out on offline that basically shits on the people watching the actual movie in the theater. It like, you know, that like people shouldn't enjoy this, you know, but that message
violence and
was done so poorly that it was just like, we want to do this and get away with it, but we want to feel good about ourselves. So we just put this little throwaway line in there so that we can, you know, make this movie.
All I heard was Keenan Ivory Wayans in my ear to be like, message.
Right. Just move around. That's it. It was just bad. And you know, all my little, like, I was like, why, when they set the guy's body on fire, doesn't his ankle explosive explode? Why did all of a sudden they said they had 30 minutes and at some point it's 24 minutes in the movie and then there's like a whole nother hour and they never mentioned the self timer going off again?
I don't understand.
I mean, I could have taken pages of notes on all the like continuity errors and just the crap. It just wasn't a good movie. But apparently better than the second one, if you believe IMDb, and I'm not going to watch it.
I did watch the first 15 to 25 minutes of The Condemned 2 starring the apex predator, Randy Orton.
Yeah. And you punched out.
It is mind-bogglingly terrible. I like Randy a lot.
But is there a reason you don't see Randy Orton in a lot of starring roles, is what you're saying?
No, it's painfully obvious watching The Condemned 2. You're like, oh, Randy, this isn't for you.
What if they came to you and they said, Reagan, undefeated champ, we're going to let you write and cast from our Condemned 3 and give you a decent budget. Would you do it?
Absolutely.
Are you kidding? Who would you cast as the Roman Reigns? Would that be
you're not getting the tribal chief. It's
I said you could cast who you want.
I would probably get I'd spin it, and I'd do like Charlotte Flair. I would start getting some of the female superstars.
Why don't you get that one with that long whip ponytail to do it?
Bianca Belair. I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
That is a weapon. You can't be a good guy and have a whip on your body.
It went against her in the Royal Rumble. I watched it.
It did in that WrestleMania ride. She whipped the shit out of somebody in the face.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Oh, okay.
They just let it happen. But yeah, Bianca Belair would be in it. Becky Lynch would be in it. Like, it'd be Jade Cargill. All of them.
Yeah. What about your Ash? No, what's her name?
Asuka.
Asuka. I was going to say it. I thought I was wrong.
She'd be in it. Harry Sane would be in it. Dakota Kai would be in it. Io Sky would be in it. Get all damage control.
So you would do like the, what was the female Ocean's 11, Ocean 13? No, Ocean 8. You do the Ocean 8 version of The Condemned with all the female wrestlers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I'd put some guys in it too. Like, you know, you got to get the miss. I need a dollar sign in there somewhere. It's not going to work. If I can't put it. I call it like She's Condemned or something like that, so I can make that S and she a dollar sign. I saw it immediately. But you guys want to rate this real quick?
B.
All right, Rob.
Oh, this is a Co is B. Co is B. It's bad.
I also think it's a Co is B. E, you want to throw in your 2 cents real quick?
This is absolutely a Co is B. This is a this deserves the quad B. Actually, a lot. I feel like a lot coming up tonight. We're in quad B territory.
Yeah, this is a quadder. Activate the reactor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please breathe these bees.
Next up on the agenda. Oh, I don't know which show I want to go to. We'll go Discovery. We're gonna go a little lighter.
You think it's lighter?
Star Trek. I think the next thing is gonna be worse.
Okay.
I don't even know if we're going on that like downhill of terribleness. It just.
No, I think The Condemned's at the bottom of the, or at the top of the.
I don't know about that.
Condemned is the worst. Would you call it the bottom of the hill or the top of the hill?
We're like a pendulum, and we're just swinging through shit. No, because that means Discovery is at the very bottom.
No, it's Condemned is worse than Discovery.
It is. I'm trying to think of what we're doing.
Wait. Yes.
So, okay, we're climbing up a little bit, and then I'm going to fall back down and hit another shit.
I don't know. I still think, I think we started at the bottom, and we're climbing out personally. But it's not a high hill we're coming up. Let me tell you, we're kind of just staying down.
The top of this hill smells like shit.
Yeah.
So here's how I see these, all right? I see The Condemned as something bad, done poorly. I see something like Discovery, which is something that could be good that is done poorly. And I think Halo is something bad that's done pretty well, but still misses the boat.
That's what pisses me off, is Discovery has seen, just within the last year, Picard, Blueprint, a great season of Lower Decks, another Blueprint, Strange New Worlds, which takes place with characters that were introduced in season two of Discovery.
Right.
So Discovery started Strange New Worlds, technically.
Yes.
Do you think that it's a case of, you know, how the producers and studio heads and all of the money people around the table always learn the wrong lessons? It seems like I found Star Trek Beyond to be an improvement over 1 and 2, but it made the least money. So when they decided to springboard into shows, they said, oh, 3, nobody liked because it didn't make money. Even though the real reason that nobody went to see 3 was because they got burned by 2, they still learned the wrong lesson from that, right? And made a show that was more like Star Trek Reboot 1 and 2 instead of like 3. I feel like that's kind of
But they could have learned their lesson from Picard, because people did not like Picard 1 and 2 except for the fact that it had Picard in it. And then they were able to hobble together a pretty decent, I wouldn't call it stellar, as Reagan was kind of painting it out there.
They landed it well enough
by bringing in all the basically making it 7.5 season of Next Generation as opposed to a Picard show, right? Like, and just rubbing in a couple of the Picard characters who, you know, some of them are also Voyager characters and whatever. They did enough nostalgia and a passable story that saved it. The problem with Discovery is they don't have nostalgia, and they jumped and you know, you don't know this, but they jumped around in timelines and, you know, direction of the show so many times in the last 4 seasons. There's nowhere to learn from it like they did with Picard. And, you know, Strange New Worlds, it bounces off of historic Trek, you know, original season, and twists it, and it has somewhere to go. Discovery has nowhere to go, so they've got to come up with their own thing. And Discovery is just like, look how visually pretty this is, and we're going to give you some action. And, you know, look how great Michael is as a strong character, which she is, right? Great,
I want to like her so much, but it's too much.
They have some characters. Saru's character is interesting. Michael's character is interesting. Even bringing in Book is somewhat of an interesting character.
Tilly was getting there, and then
I think Tilly almost bombed herself. It seems like she wanted to leave the show and then come back, and then I think she kind of ripped herself apart from that. But the rest of the crew, they give little to nothing to do all the time.
The engineer from Adventures in Babysitting and his husband interesting.
They were so interesting in the
first couple seasons.
Yeah.
Up until when he died and they brought him back for no reason.
Right. Well, you know.
Well, they brought him back because they shouldn't have killed him.
Right.
Well, yeah. Well, whoopsie. But you make every mistake. You got to sit in it. You can't just have magic spores bring you back to life for no reason.
Let's be honest. Right, the biggest mistake they ever made was making that show take place in the past originally instead of just making it evolve to the far future.
Absolutely.
The only good thing that came from that was, as you mentioned before, that Discovery was born from that. But, you know, Strange New Worlds was born from that being in the past. But the rest of it, if they had made this spore drive, you know, just left it 900 years in the future or whatever
just started there,
the show would have had its own legs. I don't know if it would have been perfect, but it would have had its own thing. They just never gave it its own thing. Yeah, and they killed too many people.
It makes a lot more sense to start there,
Well, it just didn't stay there, or, you know, they just didn't have it together. So I have no hopes that they're going to land it to anything good, because there's nothing. The only thing that Star Trek does to save themselves. Like. That's what I mean. You can't imagine it. So it just has to be its own fresh story. And they had a little bit of that in season one with the Spore Drive and with what's his name being from the Mirror Universe, and, you know, like, but.
Orca, thank you.
Yeah, Orca. It's like the whale. I was kidding. I was taking the L.
He likes fortune cookies. Yeah.
Yes, fortune cookies. That was a somewhat decent storyline, but they didn't know where to go with it after that, and it's just they haven't figured it out yet. So
they realized one episode, Michelle Yeoh back.
That was great.
No, it wasn't, because it was all based in the Mirror Universe crap, which the Mirror Universe of Discovery
overplayed
was some of the worst Mirror Universe I've ever seen. And I will go on record as saying everything except maybe the original Mirror is bad use of the Mirror Universe. It should have been just shelved and put. It should not come back. It's one of the worst Star Trek things they ever do. I get the actors. It should be used
very sparingly.
They
it's
don't,
a fun
though.
Thing.
It's
know,
like the
they,
Borg.
It's
Borg
too much
to
fun.
Be sprinkled
it's
in.
Too much fun.
And Mirror, yeah, the actors have too much fun with it, which I get. And, you know, I'll let them have fun. But, man, the Mirror Universe sucks. I hate when it's a Mirror Universe episode.
I know. It's you're just going to get into a big funk just so you know watching DS9. They're, okay.
I've
they
already seen some of that.
They live there.
Wait, how many times do they go to the Mirror Universe?
Like once a year at least. So really? Seven.
They all get together and like, hey, let's, you know, we haven't been in a while. Let's go to the Mirror
No,
Universe.
The Mirror people are breaking through all the time. And you're like, wait a minute, you're not O'Brien. And he's like, ha, gotcha. And then you're on an adventure with him already.
Oh, okay.
And so I've watched the one where the Tribbles and everything. I've seen some of them, you know, like, so, yeah.
That's not the Mirror Universe.
Okay, well.
That's just time travel.
Okay, well, that sucked.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So you were saying that the show didn't have enough nostalgia and... It didn't.
There's no nostalgia. There's no. All right. This season.
So
yeah,
this season.
The callback.
They're actually trying to call back to something. It's not something that I believe too many people have a fond sense of nostalgia for. It's just a connection to one episode of Next Gen, and not necessarily the strongest episode. So they did seem to learn their lesson, and they're trying to tie it back to something like you said that was more successful, which was Picard. So it seems like they're attempting to
put a picture of him on there, and it almost got me.
I forgot about that reveal just talking about that, but you're right. Yes, they are trying to, and they picked an okay plot.
Trying to land it. So that is the destination. Regardless, it doesn't seem like it has anything to do with anything that happened in the previous seasons.
No, absolutely not.
But at least they're trying to land it there. Yeah. So do you see that going okay?
Oh, no.
No.
No, okay. Oh, all right. No. So there's just no hope.
I mean.
Your bar is so low. Okay.
I mean. Yeah, right now I'm expecting it to at best be a D. You know, they can maybe pass without any credit.
So you'll just be psyched if they manage to do anything above that.
If they manage
to
pull off a C-, I'll be like, all right, they did it. You know, right.
they don't get sick all over themselves.
Right.
Fair enough.
But you were going to ask something wrong.
Oh, I was just saying, we were talking about them like adding nostalgia and legacy. But I think that's, we were just getting on them for starting the show in the past. And I think that's the whole reason they did that.
Right.
I mean, maybe it didn't hit for everybody, but they're trying to give familiarity rather than starting them in the future or whatever.
Yeah, but they did that. But the ship looks so different.
The ship, it's a different ship. But she's Spock's
the technology,
brother, so there's familiarity there. You know.
Well, I think that was a big mistake as well, making
them it was, but
for literally no reason.
Man, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, you forgot thing. Michael is related to Spock.
Spock is his sister. Yeah, I forgot that. Yes.
I mean, you're probably blowing Eve's mind right now. Yeah. Where he's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
She's Spock's sister.
I had to do a bit of catch up as I was watching it. So, like, the sense of whiplash that I got while watching this first episode, I just watched a good bit of Next Gen. I've been catching up on Orville with Mrs. Producer, having a really good time watching all of that. Really good Star Trek and Star Trek-like stuff. And then for this, I said, all right, I'm just going to dive straight in. Head first to the apparent shallow end of the pool. Start watching. And then I have to look stuff up because I'm like, I'm not really sure who this is or what that is. And then I found all of that stuff out as I'm going through, and it was very what it read like was just awful fan fiction. I don't know how else to put it. When you just read it without seeing all of it happen, the way that all of those plot beats worked out, it straight up reads like fan fiction. But yes, I am essentially caught up, so I am aware of the things that you're talking about. I just didn't actually watch and experience them. I just read up on it as I was watching
the Klingon plastic surgery and
yep.
I was gonna say her Klingon lover,
right,
who's in Section 31, but we will never ever hear from again on any Star Trek thing ever.
He'll be in the movie.
Which movie?
Section 31.
No, I do not.
I don't know, maybe they'll bring him in there.
I think they're gonna get as far away. Also, I'm not even convinced a Section 31 movie is ever happening.
Really? Flash? I thought there was like notes about it recently or something.
Well, okay, there might be, but they've been trying to make that into a show since Discovery Season 3.
Yeah.
Michelle Yeoh has won an Oscar since then. Kind of a big deal now. I guess she's too good to come back unless Alex Garland comes in and writes a script. Like, if somebody talented writes a script, if it's somebody from Discovery's team.
Or maybe she was contracted already, you know, and there's stuff that's built in. So, I mean, I'm sure she'll get a pay bump or something, but it's like, I mean, she hasn't really been able to parlay her Oscar into too much recently. Like,
is that a choice or?
I think this, I mean, she was contracted to do a couple of things, and like some of it came out on Netflix, I believe. There was like a show, one season of
canceled. Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe she's going to be stuck doing this. I mean, that's not to say it's going to be bad or anything, but like, I don't know who's holding it, or who's.
But if it's the Discovery team, I have zero confidence. It's let's vote to impeach and put Palpatine in power. It'll be better that way. But if it's a Strange New World person, if it's someone who gets Trek, because Discovery people don't get it.
What? The writer, you mean, or
the writers, the showrunners? They've changed out, and any.
Mm-hmm.
It's a broken toy that I'm gonna watch until the end, because the one good thing about Discovery is it brought Trek back to my television, and I've got a lot of good years out of having Trek back. I'm very happy. So Discovery will have like a warm place in the back of my mind when it's gone, but then I'll go back and rewatch it, and I'll be like, wow, I can't believe all this was happening, but it tracks us back. So you want to go see the first episode of Star Trek Discovery? B for me.
It's hard to code G or B in a first episode of anything.
Well, I've watched the first two.
So yeah, I didn't realize they dropped the second one. Maybe I'd have a stronger
What do you think of Rainer?
I like the actor. I don't like the character. Oh, and I think the ears look bad. Like, I think the makeup doesn't look great. But I really like that actor.
Yeah.
Sci-fi legend. Yeah. Without spoiling it, we'll see where he goes this season. I'm interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
But just the musical chairs on the bridge of trying to get to know they haven't given two shits about any character development of any bridge person that's not Michael or Tilly.
Or Saru. But yeah, there's a lot of bridge people that you get little bits of here and there.
Yeah, where they say, like, you know, locked on or all systems go. And then they punch it and like, okay, my job's done for the day. I said my words.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys want to?
I'll give it a B. No, I was just gonna say, you asked me if I had to give it a B or a G now, based on one episode. It's a B so far. I'm hoping
it'll blow us away.
Yep.
The final eight or whatever we're gonna get, and it'll turn around. It'll be a miracle. We'll come back and we'll talk about it. And I don't know, make an apology video, I guess, for recording. Let's go to a quick little break and we'll come back with the final grievance of the day right after this.
This is not a dream. We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing. You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The future needs your help.
Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe. All right, we're back. And I can hear the music behind me. We're going to talk about the second... God willing, the final season of Halo.
Didn't they already renew it for another one, or am I making that up?
I mean, they're in talks. It's probably going to be a season 3. They finally got on the ring, Ryan. Don't you want to know more about the Flood?
Sure. I mean, again, I think this season was much better than the first. I know you guys hate it, but it's because I know nothing about Halo. I didn't think it was a good show, but I thought it was a passable show, knowing nothing about the video game and not being disappointed by the things.
Not knowing the lore helps.
Yeah.
This is the silver timeline, and just forget what happened in the games and the books and anything else, and just ride with it.
Season one's not as bad, not even really important, right? Like season one, they kind of, there's some. I mean, they brought what's her name back, and they have the artifact still, but you could watch
Charlie
season.
Murphy.
Yeah, Charlie Murphy. You could watch.
You
could
absolutely.
Without seeing season one, and it's better. So.
I don't think that makes it good, though, just because you can watch something without the other thing.
Again, forgive me. I'm not trying to tell people that this is good. I'm saying if you want to watch it, it's a passable, fine waste of time sci-fi show. But just watch season two on its own, and watch it if you have no knowledge of the video game, because you guys were floored and angry about things that I had no knowledge of, and it was fine. I don't care if he's in the suit or not.
I genuinely tried not to be. After I learned my lesson with season one. So season two, I tried to watch with more of, not necessarily an open mind, but without trying to think of all of the ways that it fails Halo lore, because that already happened in season one, and I was able to move past that. My problems with season two are just structural and with characters and the story.
Not great. I'll give you that. Yeah.
And being there's cheap. Good parts. There's good parts. There's interesting characters. There's good parts of episodes, but the way that the main flaw for me is just its basic structure. They keep swapping back and forth between three or four different sets of people, and I find three or four of those sets of people uninteresting. So it's not like you'll have a good episode. What you'll have is good parts of episodes, because they don't have full episodes that where they just focus on one group. They're constantly cutting back and forth between Charlie Murphy and the Covenant, which I don't care for, and I think the language is laughable. It just doesn't play well for me. The
Quan.
Thank you. Jeez, that's how important she is. So, and then they keep switching back to Quan and Bokeem Woodbine. I don't find them interesting either.
Well, Bokeem's character could be all right from being the dejected what, but it's the season one flaws. It's your season one flaws that they. So, if they got rid of all this, you know, what's her name, Charlie Murphy, and they got rid of Quan, like they just didn't even mention them this season, and they just structured it without them trying to fix season one, it would have been fine.
That would fix a lot of stuff. That would fix a lot of stuff. You just spend more time with the people that are actually interesting, instead of the stuff that they were doing on the other ends of the show were really just to move the plot along, and that could have been done more creatively without those characters. I would have been fine. You know, just go to the Covenant. If you're going to have, I understand the human character having to pull them in. They're speaking English some of the time and all of that. And it's somebody who I guess you can relate to because they're a fish out of water and then they're stuck with the Covenant. But if the whole time you're going to have her speak the Covenant language and then have to subtitle it anyway, you don't need her.
Just have subtitles. Just switch.
Just make them all animated Covenant characters. And then every episode, go to their side so that you can see how the war is progressing on their end. You don't need Charlie Murphy. I don't need her at all for that to work. And you could still establish the same plot points, and they're just aliens. And then it's just subtitled. Like, I don't understand why they feel the need to have
They didn't want Master Chief to make love to an elite, so...
they didn't need that either, right?
He could just not fuck all...
We could have just cut all of that out.
That's coming from me.
He could have banged Cortana, and you just would have been fine.
Oh, Ryan, don't start with me.
Have a romantic relationship. If you need romance, have a romantic relationship with Kai, and then there's...
Or Riz.
Or Vanek. Or I don't care. Vanek, that's fine.
That's hot right there.
What I'm saying is that then you've got Cortana? An interesting counterplay between he's essentially romantically involved with somebody that he has to command, and then there's stuff there, and then they both took their pills out, so now they're experiencing emotions for the first time. Like, there's stuff that you could do there. I'm saying it doesn't work with Charlie Murphy anyway, so all of that ended up being pointless, and then it just slows down the show. So it's not about the lore, it's that my problems are structural with just how everything's laid out right now. So I don't know how they really fix that and make me happy, but it's still, I still like the explosions and the lasers, and when Chief finally does get into the armor and does cool stuff, that stuff's still entertaining.
Yeah, but then they have like cost saving measures where they steal Chief's armor so he can't have it, but he still has to fight without it, and it's really offensive to me. And I've never felt like a TV show has given me directly the middle finger harder than Halo.
The scene in the end with his armor.
Right, that's 10 fucking episodes.
Bookended, because they gave you the opening scene of the first episode and then the last episode.
All in fog. And
yeah.
They killed an entire Spartan team, and you don't see it happen.
I know. It's just on radio.
Yeah, they didn't fire a shot. It was over like that. You know, why show it?
It's ridiculous. Like, you could have had a really cool battle. It's fine. I don't care that the Spartans died. Show it to me. Show me something cool.
Show me what you got.
Visually. I love Bokeem Woodbine. Don't bring those characters back.
Well, you know, they are. Don't pay his salary.
Put Put more special effects in.
They are improving, like, because he's no longer on the asteroid. They got rid of his wife.
Rob, you know. This season started with a weird pirate auction.
No, I know, but I'm saying as they moved away from that, Wilcon Woodbine's character has potential to be better now, is what I'm saying.
Sure.
And there's like a clean slate now we're on the Halo. Right. I just have high hopes, that's all.
They're going to screw it up. It's John's going to find some robes he can wear that's cheaper than wearing the broken Spartan armor. I like these robes. The Hive can't get me.
I agree with you guys that it's better than season one. So it was season all an improvement.
Trash.
Yeah, I'm just saying it was all an improvement. So there's something. I mean, from what I heard you guys saying about Discovery, that's been going up and down. So it's you can't even say that it's really like it's a Discovery. It's a straight down. It's not even an improvement.
It's kind of it's just a bumpy way down. Whereas Halo's kind of coming up, and maybe by like season 17, 18, they'll have something if it keeps on this trajectory. You know,
absolutely.
Like, just might take
slow and steady. Season 17 of this show.
Yeah.
When it's on Paramount +++.
+++.
Paramount plus Peacock +++.
Oh, anything that's not in the not owned by Disney, it's gonna be the other corporation.
Eventually.
We're gonna have to buy it on Confederate Plus and be like Achilles. All right.
In training.
The bad movie. So good. Oh. All right. Do you guys have any more on the travesty that was Halo season 2? Because I know, yes, it's better than season 1. But just
I was trying to be somewhat positive. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just because you pull your pants down, but then still immediately shit in them, it's slightly better.
Yeah.
But you're still shit in your pants.
I wanted to ask about the Spartan 3s because I don't know the lore on them, but did they really just like throw soldiers into the suits and say, hey, go out there? Like, or are they actually trained better than that? Like, because Perez all of a sudden is a Spartan 3, right?
Right. They're not given the
like,
same.
How much time passed?
I thought they were trained.
In the games, they're augmented just not at the genetic level, and they haven't been given like surgical modifications from when they were like children, so they don't actually have the musculature and the ability to handle a Mjolnir power suit. So they've got armor, and they're better than like the regular soldiers and shock troopers, and they've been given some HGH and testosterone and I'm
the
sure
cream, the clears.
Yeah, they've been given all of that stuff. So they have some augmentations, but it's like instead of having happened when they were children, for them it basically
Like the therapy and stuff. That's another thing. They were trying to like soften Halsey's edges, and I felt they should have gone the other way. Mm-hmm. And you learned that she's like you're not supposed to like Halsey. She's stealing kids and then doing experiments on them. And yeah, she's doing it for the greater good.
The greater good.
She's not a good guy in this and shouldn't be. They didn't need to introduce this new guy who's like, my sister didn't survive the Spartan program, who sucks immediately. It's Halsey should have been the bad the whole time. They could have introduced her real son. They could have done something cool.
She's in cryo now.
I know.
I don't know for how much of the next season, but I would have preferred to have seen Quan in cryo and then you keep Halsey around. I actually found Halsey's character interesting.
That's why I was like, make her like, I don't want her to be like, oh, I feel bad for what I've done. I want her to be taking more terrible steps where you're like, oh, that's so evil. Like, I want her to have the Spartan or the next Spartan program, but it's even worse.
I wonder if they're going to use her as like a projection or a shell for Gravemind, because maybe now that she's got infected by the Flood.
They're not going to get like a literal house of horror monster thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, Gravemind can sense how brilliant she is, and that she's got access to things and whatnot, so maybe that's how they plan on using it. And, I mean, they're clearly taking a different route than the video games.
And that's fine.
It's a budget.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so
maybe
they'll do it that way.
Infection would be totally different, right?
Right.
Wouldn't it?
The Flood actually gave, like, I was really worried it was just going to be like zombies and but they or did the arms
something. Yeah. Having
but the, out like the tentacle shootout. I want to see the little like face hugger thing.
Yeah.
And what are even the little balls called or Flood? I don't know why I keep calling them Hive. I'm playing the wrong game.
I'm sure they all have names.
Half-Life, like the face huggers from Half-Life. They're kind of like that. They jump on you and make you Hive. They make you Flood. Been playing way too much Destiny. It's the same thing. But each Flood has a name.
I just thought they were like, we are Flood. Well,
according to the wiki, those guys are the pod infectors, maybe?
Okay. They're pods. I remember calling them pods.
Yeah, they just look like little balls, bubbles. I would call them bubbles because you could shoot them and they pop.
Yeah, but there's a lot more forms than I'm aware
it's,
of.
It's I games.
Yeah.
This must. I really hope they go more of a horror feel for this season if they get there.
I mean, yeah, because the Flood can be a really great bad guy for season 3.
Yeah,
it also it could, was deflated a bit because we just saw The Last of Us.
Yeah.
A little bit of the edge of seeing the Flood was, you know, it was dulled just a little bit by that. They had the same fungal tentacle things coming out of their mouths, the ticks, and the way that they started taking over. A lot of that was visually and, you know, just in action, similar to something that we had just seen, which was another video game adaptation. And I hate to keep trying to compare it, but right now that's the bar. I know some of you guys didn't really enjoy it, but
I didn't like it.
I'm saying that's the bar, and that's
I see why I feel it's a better show than Halo was.
Yeah, it's been done pretty well, and a lot of people liked it, and it's also just more, authentic and truthful to the lore, and people have really liked what they've done with it, and even the liberties that it's taken. It's just it's hard not to compare when you see stuff like that.
Yeah, I really hope if they do a season 3 that it's not going to be just like very little infection forms and just like infected humans running around with the occasional tentacle or whatever. I really hope they have the budget to do it. I mean, that'd be great.
I think if you see a full on infected Flood, it's going to be towards the end of the season. You know, Chief's going to have to go into the deeper into the Halo and I guess destroy it.
Oh, they could go a different route. Who knows?
You know? Yeah. Well, all right. Does the Covenant in Halo, the video games, it's a religious thing. And they're told, the elites are told by the prophets that the gods put the rings there and no one else should be there. I think that's what it was originally. The rings are for them.
It's for them.
And they want to fire it, right?
And they want to fire it. And they think that it's going to like deliver them. But they also have somewhat been lied to because they don't realize that it's designed to fight the Flood.
Yeah. Well, that's what the elites find out. That the prophets are lying to them through the Arbiter, who's now dead, by the way. So he can't expose that. Also, there are no brutes this season, right? Do we have any brutes?
No, we saw a brute when Vanek died. There was a brute down there that got...
He had a hammer. He had a hammer, right?
Yeah.
They don't seem to be really focusing on the war between the Covenant and the brute, or the elites and the brutes.
That was one of my favorite parts of the game, was the infighting. Because that's how we eventually get the elites on our side. If we're like, hey, these brutes suck ass. Let's kill them together. It's fun. Maybe next season we'll get... I just felt the brutes are maybe a better villain than the elites that turned out to be. Although, would a brute be cheaper to render? Probably not. Can't we just get like some old school, like early 90s Farscape alien work? You know, costumes.
Just rubber suits? Puppets.
Yeah, rubber suits. Make rubber brutes. Just get really big dudes.
Rubber boots and rubber suits. Halo Season 3.
I mean, save some money. Then Master Chief can wear like a helmet for 3 episodes. Because even the final shot this season, when he's got his suit on, guess what? It's got a crack in it. You can still see his face. It's the best of both worlds. But I mean, all right. Koji Kozumi Halo Season 2. I hated it. Is it better than Season 1? Sure. Do they both suck? Yup. Kozumi. Rob, what do you think?
I mean, it has problems for sure, but I enjoyed it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm a masochist. I don't know. But there's a lot of... I mean, there's bits... It is certainly not perfect, but I like it.
Have you played all the Halo games?
No. I played the first three. I played 4.
Okay.
I played Infinite, and I played like a smidge of 5.
What about ODST?
So when you say you played the first 3... Then you say 4 and 5. Why didn't you just say I played the first 5? Are there ones in between?
Oh, because I kind of forgot that I had... played 5 minutes. Okay. Right.
He's played most of the Halo games, by the way. Yeah. Like I think he did name one.
But there are ones in between.
Isn't there another one? I think there's a lot of the in between ones I didn't play.
There's like Halo 1, 2, Wars. 3.
1, 2, 3, ODST, 4, Reach, 5.
Okay, so that makes sense.
I played Reach.
I was going to say, if you haven't played Reach, go play Reach tonight. It is top 5
No one's finishing Reach tonight if they start it.
Oh, all right. There is an hour
it's
left.
It's way longer than the Reach Invasion and the TV show.
It is. It's great. It's probably one of my favorite top five video games of all time. Like, story-wise, Halo Reach is damn near perfect. Brian.
Yeah. No, I said it's a B. I mean, again, I said I think it's better if you don't watch or you don't play Halo.
What's the last Halo game you played?
Just the first one, I think. Right? Like,
I think you played Halo 2 a little bit.
Oh, maybe I did play 2.
Did you have two guns in your hand?
One, like,
did you
two, wheel? 3, 4, 5, 1 through 6. You know, I don't know. I think I've only played 2. But, yeah, I think I played Halo 2. But I think it's still a better show without knowing what you know from the Halo games. But I just still don't think it's a great show. I think it's much improved and has potential if they keep running with it. But right now, I'm not running back to watch
like any of the books or
no, you should, why?
Oh, okay. All right. Just maybe you want to know more of the real lore of Halo and you could read some books out there. There's a movie called Forward Onto Dawn.
I don't know. Nothing in the show has made me want to know more about the universe. Honestly, it just has
the guy who did District 9 did like a Halo thing.
Okay.
Go Google that and watch that. It's like a 9-minute. He was attached 30 years ago to do a Halo movie. With Peter Jackson producing. So watch what he put out there. It's
okay.
Still pretty good. E, what do you think? Get in here, weigh in.
Yeah, I had a lot of problems with season one because I think I was still too close to my expectations were for what it would be like as a translation of the video games, which I know and love. So I got over that. And then for season two, my problems are structural and I don't like a lot of the characters. I don't like some of the decisions that they've made with just a story and the themes. So it's still a B. And I do see what Ryan's saying, but it's like if I'm at a restaurant and I got pancakes and they're out of syrup, and it's like you're saying, like, if you've never had syrup before, these pancakes are going to be fine.
That's right.
But the problem is I have had syrup, yeah. So I know what I'm missing. And I can't
not
forget
only
what
syrup
tasted like.
You really like syrup.
Yeah, yeah, and I have some
like
at home.
Favorite thing.
Yeah. I have some at home. I even have pancake mix at home. I mean, I'm like, I could have just made this at home and been happier. So, yeah, it's a B. Still on an upward trajectory, but still a B.
Well, there you have it. We just did a beautiful B-filled episode here. All Bs.
Wait, did Rob give it a B?
Oh, no. Yeah, no, Rob gave it a G. I meant for, like, everything. Like, we got a lot of Bs out there today.
Yes.
So there was a single G.
I was talking, yes. Yeah, I think we gave one G out of the 12 grades we gave. So, it's not a great percentage. If you're shooting 1 for 12, you guys know what you did.
Bees.
Oh, no, not the bees!
Bees.
Not the bees!
Bees.
Ah!
Bees.
Oh,
no, Job's not on board.
Roll credits. The good guys win.
Sequels are made. Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about The Condemned, Halo, and Discovery. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are CoSG Pod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show in our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect, and everywhere Spotify can be found. If you'd like to know more, reach out and touch us. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing. You guys are the best. We'll return to our regularly scheduled programming next week. But in the meantime, hold your loved one. Watch some movies and TV. Watch anything. Just not these things. It's all for the greater good.
The greater good.
For the good guys, it's your undefeated champion, Reagan. And as we always say on the CoSG, I got no line here. I'll have to think of something.
Boat.
You're muted?
I'm muted. But okay. I'm doing the whole thing, or I'm like, coming attractions. We're not doing that.
No, I thought I was waiting for you to start. And for a second, I was like, am I frozen? Because no one, but they're moving. I don't understand.